Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, these 304s are broke as a joke. And guys, student loans. Guys, these knuckleheads honestly thought that weekend at Bernie's in the White House was going to pay off student loans, right? And then he said no. And then they were crying and whining and moaning, right? And now the conversation ended, right? But now that knuckleheaded Kamala is running, guys, all these chicks honestly think that Kamala Harris is going to pay off student loan debt. Guys, if you honestly think that Kamala Harris is going to pay off student loans,
you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok.
Clown world, right? Guys, so we're going to go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok and look at some of these knuckleheaded 304s that are saying, I ain't going to pay back my student loans. But before we do, guys, like, subscribe, drop a comment, because it really helps keep this channel going, guys. Check out my second channel, my locals, the playlist at the end, and let's get into this.
You know what's, like, really funny? The fact that the government thinks that we're gonna pay our student loans. I just think collectively we should all agree to not pay them. Like, maybe a year, maybe two. I know it'll suck because we'll all accrue interest and that's kind of shitty, but I just feel like we should hit them in their pockets. I mean, they don't listen to shit except money. So money talks. Let's hit them where it hurts, you know? Hit them in the pocket if that's what it takes. Let's all collectively agree we're not going to pay our student loans for a year, another two. I don't know.
There you go, guys. Right there. Right there, guys. She signed on the dotted line. She said she would pay the loan back. And of course, now she's not doing it.
Just like a woman.
And guys, I'm telling you, these chicks are cooked. Her paycheck's going to get garnished. Her tax returns are going to get garnished, right? And then she's going to be crying, right? And the first comment in this post says, typical don't hold me accountable for my actions. Next person says, you took out the loan. Maybe use your education to look up the word loan. Makes sense, right? And guys, her hashtags. You ready? Hashtag student loans suck. Hashtag student loans. Hashtag protest. Hashtag protest student loans. Hashtag money talks. Look at that, guys. Clown world. Guys, hold on. Let's get the race card out. And guys, whoa. I know you might not be able to understand what this person is saying. So guys, I'm telling you, as usual, I have to translate.
Silly Jedi. Silly Jedi.
Here we go.
Listen, it's okay. I already forgave myself for student debt. You think I'm gonna pay that shit back? Listen.
Look at that, guys. Look at that. And guys, someone in her comments says, honestly, the government just needs to take this L and move on. Yeah, right. They're gonna garnish your check and your taxes. Oh, I forgot. Knuckleheads like this don't keep jobs, right? And guys, are hashtags. You ready? Hashtag student debt. Hashtag student loans. Hashtag grad school. Hashtag debt relief. Right? Guys, come on. Come on, dude. Clown world.
Yeah, student loans.
I do.
Look at that.
How much?
I'm not paying them.
You're not?
No.
Are they all public or any federal? Or I'm sorry, are there any private ones?
No.
Good. Now, why are you not paying them?
Because why would I?
No, like, look at if that. It starts back up, if none of them are forgiven,
I mean,
you'll just not pay them?
Yeah.
So minimum monthly payments come in, you owe us $300, you're just,
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that hurts your credit, you don't care?
You think,
Come on. It might go to collections and people could come after you and potentially sue you, you do not care?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
I'm not paying them.
Do you have student loans?
He asked this person if they care about their credit or their future. I think this guy's name is Caleb. Caleb, dude.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
clown world. And the first comment says, yeah, she's saying she's not paying her student loans back as she's drinking like a $9 smoothie. Facts. Someone says, the total lack of accountability is unreal. Look at that. Someone says, I'm with her. It's a mess. Guys, these knuckleheads are cooked. And these chicks, well, man, look, well, I think this is a chick, right? Are you sure it's not a... Guys, I'll tell you, they want men to pay these loans off. Guys, men pay the majority of taxes. And women have the majority of the debt. So when they're asking to get student loans forgiven, they're asking men to pay for women's debt, right? 2 + 2 = 4, right? Look at that, guys. Hashtags. Hashtag personal finance. Hashtag finance clips. Hashtag finance TikTok. Hashtag Caleb Hammer. That's his name, Caleb Hammer. Come on, do you actually think this person right here is going to actually, like, be responsible for anything? I mean, look at this person. Clown world.
I already wasn't planning on paying the student loans. I'm going to just give it to you straight right here. I was never planning on giving it back. From the moment that I signed up for it, I'm triple not paying it now.
Please.
I'm triple not paying it now. Are y'all fucking crazy? Mind you, I'm not even supposed to be on this app. I quit this app, but I'm back now because shit has gotten out of hand. You're taking money out of people's checks to fund a schminicide? A schminicide? And you want me to take money from my own life, from thine own life, to fund a schminicide? When we got homeless people in tent cities, think of the darkness and depravity of that phrase. Cities of tents. And you want to send the tent city money over to the funding the schminicide? Kiss my ass. I'm not fucking doing it, okay? Look at that. I did the numbers. We could solve some hunger. We could feed some babies over here. We could have some social services. I look like a single mom who works too hard. But anyway, yeah, we could do all kinds of shit. Free.
Of course she's a single mom, right, guys? Guys, if anyone that I've ever seen in my life is a single mom, it's this person right here. Jesus.
Wigs, free nails, free daycare, all of that. But y'all want to send our money over there to fund dropping schmoms on people. Y'all can eat my dick. I was never paying it, but I'm double not paying it now. I might try to figure out how to rob y'all. Kiss my ass.
Look at that, guys. Isn't she a peach? Look at that. Someone says, unless you get paid under the table in cash, they will garnish your wages. Talk tough all you want. They will get you. Facts. Look at that. Someone says, I knew that I wasn't paying it back in 2021. I'm damn sure not paying it now. Some chick. Some B-dub. Look at that. Look at that, guys. This lady says, I thought the same thing. They will start garnishing your wages, tax returns, and repossessing stuff. It happened to me. Man, oh man, this chick is cooked. Cooked, man. Guys, it's going to start setting in once they don't get their tax returns, right? And then they're going to be at the bars and the clubs and on the dating apps trying to find you guys so you can swoop in.
Here I come to save the day.
And pay for their loans. Guys, don't do this. Don't do it. So, all right, you guys, AJ, appreciate you guys. Oh, her hashtags, hold on. Hashtags, I can't forget that. Hashtag student loans. Hashtag student loan forgiveness. Hashtag student loan debt. Guys, don't pay their bills. All right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe. I'm out of here, guys.